If you would turn in your Old Testaments to Joshua, the 7th chapter. Joshua chapter 7 is where I'd like to begin this evening. And by way of making an invitation tonight, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about sanctification. As Christians, we are called to be sanctified, to be holy, to be separate and set apart from the world. And that's something that God has required of His people, even in the days of Israel in the Old Testament. And in Joshua chapter 7, we have the account of when the Israelites went up against the city of Ai. And as we know, in that account, the first time that they went up against the city, they failed in that. And it's because there was sin in Israel. Beginning in verse 1 of chapter 7, it says, "But the children of Israel committed a trespass regarding the accursed things, for Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed things, so that the anger of the Lord burned against the children of Israel." And so, continuing on in that chapter, they tried to attack the city. In verse 4, about 3,000 men went up there from the people, but they fled before the men of Ai. And then in verse 5, the men of Ai struck down about 36 men, for they chased them from before the gate as far as Shabarim and struck down on the descent. Therefore, the hearts of the people melted and became like water. And we see here that the reason that they were unable to take the city of Ai was because there was sin in their camp. Joshua, continuing on in verse 6, says that he tore his clothes and fell to the earth on his face before the ark of the Lord until evening. And then in verse 7, he says to the Lord God, "Why have you brought this people over the Jordan at all to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites?" Joshua wasn't aware of the sin that was in the camp at this time, but God knew, and because of that, he was not with Israel. And so in verse 10, the Lord tells Joshua, "Get up. Why do you lie thus on your face? Israel has sinned. And they have also transgressed my covenant which I commanded them, for they have even taken some of the accursed things and have both stolen and deceived, and they have also put it among their own stuff. Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies, because they have become doomed to destruction. Neither will I be with you any more unless you destroy the accursed from among you." And so God gives them instructions of how to make this thing right. And in verse 13, He tells them to get up, sanctify the people, and say, "Sanctify yourselves for tomorrow, because thus says the Lord God of Israel, there is an accursed thing in your midst, O Israel. You cannot stand before your enemies until you take away the accursed thing from among you." They were unable to perform against the city of Ai and overtake the city of Ai because they were not sanctified. They were not holy. They were not set apart. They had sinned. And because of that, they had separated themselves from God. And they had to make that right before God would be with them and allow them to take the city. We see, of course, later on in that chapter, that they bring each tribe and then each household, and they find out that Achan, in verse 20, he said to Joshua, "Indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and this is what I have done." He tells them of the accursed things that he had taken. And so what they do in verse 26 is raise over him a great heap of stones, still there to this day. They turned from the fierceness of his anger. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger. Therefore, the name of that place has called the Valley of Achor to this day. And so they got rid of Achan. They got rid of his family. They got rid of the problem. They sanctified themselves. And we see later on in chapter 8 that because of that, God is with them and they're able to overtake the city. And so by way of invitation, I want to make application of that to our lives and the sanctification that we are called to. So how is it that we are to sanctify ourselves? How are we to separate ourselves from the sins of this life, from this dark and sinful world, to where we can be one with God and have the blessings that He has promised to us? If you would turn with me to 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter. And in 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter, we see that baptism is the way that we reach this sanctification, the way that we have salvation from our sins. In verse 18 of 1 Peter 3, we're told that Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that He might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit, by whom also he went and preached to the spirits in prison, who formerly were disobedient, when once the divine long-suffering waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, eight souls, were saved through water." And that's the point I want to make there. They were saved through water. If you ask any little kid, how was Noah and his family saved? Well, most of them are going to tell you the ark. The ark saved them from drowning. And why that is correct in the sense that the ark saved them from physical death, we see here that Peter says eight souls were saved through water. So how did the water save those eight souls? Well, we're told in verse 21 there is also an antitype which now saves us, baptism, not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience towards God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The way that water saved Noah and his family was because it separated them from the sin of the world, the evil that was in the world. It separated them from that. And just as that was done for Noah and his family, baptism separates us. It removes the sins from us and saves us from our sins through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So how are we sanctified? How do we put away the accursed things, the sins that we've committed in this world? We do that through baptism. And so we want to offer an invitation tonight, if there are any in the audience that have not sanctified themselves, have not separated themselves from the evils of this world, the sins that they have committed in this world, and do not have the blessings that God has promised us if we do that, then we want to offer the opportunity to you tonight to come forward and to be baptized, to sanctify yourself, and to have salvation of your sins. If there are those who have done that but have fallen away, who have, in a sense, as Achan did, taken of the accursed things, have separated yourself from God through sin and want to make that right this evening, if you want the prayers of the congregation, if we can help you in any way, we ask that you would come forward now as we sing the song of invitation.